Republican Tim Scott made it official today. The senator from South Carolina is running for president. He told the crowd at Charleston Southern University how his grandfather had to quit school to pick cotton, how his mother worked 16-hour days as a nurse's aide. Scott said his family story is because of, quote, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
We live in the land where it is absolutely possible for a kid raised in poverty in a single-parent household in a small apartment to one day serve in the People's House and maybe even the White House.
Scott is the only Black Republican senator, but one of two South Carolinians running for 2024. Reporter Devyani Chetri was at the announcement today. She's with the Greenville News. Devyani, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Senator Scott is single, never married, 57 years old, has called himself an introvert. How did he try to present himself as a fresh GOP voice today?
So it's something that was a long time coming. Senator Scott has always been known as someone who is a team player. You know, analysts will always tell you that this is a person who's not a flamethrower. When he was elected to Congress, he went in there, made connections, and did what he had to do. And while he did that, he's always had a very quiet demeanor. So I think in what he's been trying to communicate in all of his campaign speeches throughout the U.S. and specifically in South Carolina, he's been narrativizing himself as someone who can undo a fog of polarizing politics. He can do something. He's trying to attract evangelical voters who really are religious, and especially in South Carolina, which has a big evangelical voter base. And so he's conflating faith with the opportunity to have a bipartisan coalition. He thinks that he's the best candidate to do that.
He quoted from the Bible, I gather, earlier today. And in his speech, he also called out President Biden and what he calls the radical left. Let's listen.
Under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from patriotism and faith. The fewest people in 30 years believe that their kids will be better off than their parents. And the radical left is pushing us into a culture of grievance instead of a culture of greatness.
So we have an idea what he's against. Did he talk specifically about proposals he is for?
Right. So again, repeating a lot of his campaign points, he took a very close stance with the Trump administration. He said that he wanted to go after Chinese labs. He wanted to go after Mexican cartels that are responsible for an increase in fentanyl deaths. That's what he said. And he said that his solution to that was building the wall and building the world's greatest military to fight terrorists. And that's the term that he used for them. Another pitch that he made was making any attack on cops a federal crime. It's something he's always said before, but it just, you know, was something that has been used by a lot of GOP figures as a talking point that this is what the left wants to do. It wants to defund your police. It wants to defund your law enforcement agencies. And that they are in line with COVID, and, you know, there's a whole conflation between COVID and Chinese labs, which is very popular among right-wing circles.
And briefly, Devyani, is there anything about Senator Scott's story that really strikes you? I read something interesting that after he became senator, he did some undercover research by working incognito at a Goodwill store.
Right. Yeah. So he is a very interesting figure in that he has always been someone who, he used to work. His biggest story actually is that he came in touch as he was growing older with this person called John Moniz, who was a Chick-fil-A operator. And John Moniz basically taught him everything about business. And so he basically takes everything that he learned from him and even invites his family to stage today alongside his mom to thank him for bringing him up or raising him from the, you know, what he said, like a boy from a broken home to someone who can end up in Congress. So I thought his whole his storyline is actually the backbone of his campaign. You speak to anyone who was then, who there were 2,000 people in the crowd, and it was something that most people weren't expecting. I spoke to the organizers, and they said that the capacity was for 1,000 people. And by the time they were closing the doors, they said, well, we're near 2,000. So there was a lot of support for Tim. This is his hometown. This is his hometown, his alma mater. You know, coming back to the roots again is him emphasizing his whole cotton to Congress storyline. And I think it has been a strength for him, not just in this race, but also in his race as a senator.
We've been talking to Devyani Chetri of the Greenville News in South Carolina. Thanks so much.
Thank you.